The third early poem I'd like to read you is in fact an elegy for Dylan Thomas. I was born and brought up in South Wales, and at a time indeed when Dylan Thomas's voice was ubiquitous. And indeed, very recently, I had much thinking to do about Dylan Thomas because I was in Westminster Abbey because there was, as you know, a memorial service for him. Anyway, in November 1953, when he died, like many others, I wrote an elegy to Dylan Thomas. I'd like to read it to you, but before I do so, may I describe a page from my autobiography in which I outline how I never really met him properly. This meeting took place in a London pub. My one and only meeting with Dylan Thomas occurred in the Swiss Cottage pub. I sat at a table on my own when Dylan Thomas came in with a companion. His friend edged towards the bar, and Dylan himself, looking like his photograph, made for my table. At that time, I was full of admiration for his poetry. Many of the poems that were soon to be collected in Desks and Entrances had been given an airing in the literary magazines, and I'd been spellbound by them. As he settled himself in the chair next to me, I grew hysterical in my silence. I wanted somehow to say that I liked his poetry. On the other hand, I didn't wish to presume, and certainly I didn't want my mouth to be full of soap. Finally, I ventured timidly, "You're Dylan Thomas." He turned his head surprised. "I think you know my cousin, Leo Solomon, from Swansea," I added quickly. "Who?" "Leo Solomon." Dylan Thomas seemed puzzled. My cousin had told me that he knew Dylan well, that they were old buddies, that he had taken Dylan back many a time to my uncle's, his father's house. "Leo Solomon, the painter," I said desperately. Dylan Thomas hardly reacted. He seemed shy and preoccupied. His friend at the bar was having difficulty in drawing the barmaid's attention. I began to wish that I hadn't spoken, that I had not blundered so familiarly. It was too late now. "Leo Solomon, my cousin, the painter from Swansea," I insisted. I'd spoken very slowly with great deliberation, and I hoped Dylan Thomas didn't think I was treating him as a moron or as one deaf who needed to lip read. "Yes," said Dylan Thomas at last, and looked around furtively, obviously wanting to get away. Embarrassed, I thought it best to quit. After a decent interval of 1.5 minutes, I finished off the half pint of beer I'd been half drinking and rose. "Sorry," I said to Dylan Thomas. He half smiled. He also half rose with deep courtesy and said, "Bye, Mr. Solomon." Naturally, I wanted to tell him my real name. My name is Danny Absey. The ego clamor in me wanted to cry, and I write poetry too. I said nothing, of course. The bar door swung behind me, and I was on the Swiss cottage pavement, walking nowhere, making up witty remarks that, had I said them, would have, I reassured myself, had Dylan Thomas, or rather good old Dylan, in laughing stitches.